This is Tuesday, August 21st, 2012. The servers are about to go down, and that means it is time once again for Realm Maintenance. Ladies and gentlemen, goblins and worgen, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance episode number 1. I'm Ro, thank you for tuning in to the first official episode of this microcast. Realm Maintenance is your weekly source for news in the World of Warcraft and WoW podcasts in a quick, bite-sized package. Let's get the show rolling with a look at the biggest news item of the past 7 days. It's time for your rolling restart. This past Thursday, I couldn't help but check my YouTube feed on my cell phone throughout the morning, waiting for the Mists of Pandaria cinematic to be put up. The cinematic was finally unveiled in Cologne, Germany at this year's Gamescom. The cinematic was met with a wide spectrum of reviews, and there's a great article written by Anne Stickney of the WoW Insider Show, which samples some of those reviews. You can find the link to that article in the show notes. Personally, I enjoyed the cinematic. Many people made comparisons to previous WoW cinematics, but I don't feel it's all that easy to make such a comparison. The scene brings the conflict of the Alliance and Horde to its grim, violent roots, while at the same time putting that conflict in direct contrast against the backdrop of Pandaria and the seemingly carefree nature of the Pandaren. That said, this wasn't Kung Fu Panda in WoW, not by a long shot. The cinematic sets up the theme of the expansion that Chris Metzen introduced at BlizzCon last year. Through our 1.5 or 2 year journey in Pandaria, perhaps the Pandaren will teach the Horde and Alliance a thing or two about who they are and why they fight. If you happen to go straight to YouTube to watch the cinematic, you likely saw more negative comments than positive ones. If Chen Stormstout had been watching the comments on YouTube, he would probably say something a little like this. To ask why we flame is to ask why leaves fall. It's in their nature. Perhaps there is a better question. What am I doing reading YouTube comments? World of Warcraft is evolving. While a portion of the player base still remains loyal since the day of its release, the player base is also changing as a whole. The lands of Kalimdor and the Eastern Kingdoms were given a reboot of sorts with Cataclysm. Now that the backdrop for the story has been reset, it's time to reboot the conflict which is at the core of the Warcraft franchise. For many players, WoW has been about fighting the forces of the Burning Legion, the Scourge, and the minions of the Old Gods. Let's not forget that the largest conflict of all is Orcs versus Humans, which has naturally been extended into Horde versus Alliance. I myself am looking forward to seeing how the next 2 years of the franchise play out. I think that's enough time spent talking about the cinematic. There's been plenty of news flying through the internet this week, and only so much time to cover it all. It is now time to go around the World of Warcraft in 80 seconds. Blizzard released a preview of the Mogushan Vaults and a preview of Pandaren customization. These can be found on the World of Warcraft section of Battle.net. Raid DPS test dummies are available in Shattrath on the beta. PvP Season 11 is scheduled to end on the week of August 29th, which should come as no surprise after another blue post stated that 5.0.4 is scheduled to be released on August 28th. The Druid travel form for Miss, now a stag, received new animations including one for dancing. Gamescom not only showcased the new mop cinematic, but also several trailers for raids and dungeons, scenarios, zones, and the new monk class. As of August 28th, any player may create a new character of any race regardless of what expansions they currently own. This means someone with a free WoW trial can create a goblin or worgen. Pandaren will also be included in this as of September 25th. You will be able to race change to a Pandaren when Mists of Pandaria launches. As a reminder, the pet battle system will be available to everyone when Mists launches, regardless of whether you have the expansion or not. Lastly, all professions will be using a crafting material called the Spirit of Harmony for crafting, purchasing materials, or gaining extra perks such as additional alchemy transmutes. And that's your news. Next up on the show is the Podcast of the Week. Each week, I'll give you the need-to-know information on a WoW podcast that you may or may not have heard of in order to help spread the word about it to the community. I won't be giving a critical review of the content, as I'd rather you check out the podcast for yourself and judge if it's the kind of podcast you want to listen to. This week's podcast is The Grand Old Podcast. Grand Old Podcast is a podcast looking into published stories of Warcraft and other games. It also has a strong focus on the Warcraft podcasting community. The show is hosted by Seomara Vesper, the main curator behind updating the Wowpedia.org podcasting page. The website for the show and the blog is www.grandoldpodcast.com. Episodes vary between being clean or explicit, though the shows are clearly marked on iTunes if you check there. Grand Old Podcast just released its 59th episode with the August podcast review. Lately, the podcast has focused on the history of Warcraft podcasting, and also features monthly podcast reviews and updates. While both Realm Maintenance and Grand Old Podcast cover the world of Warcraft podcasting, we each do it in different ways, and are supporters of each other's show. I invite you to check them out for yourself. You can email grandoldpodcast at grandoldpodcast@gmail.com. Follow the show on Twitter at grandoldpodcast. That's our podcast of the week. Let's take a look at podcast news. The new podcast, WoW Uncensored, held the number one position in the video games category on Podomatic.com for a couple of days, and they're only a couple of episodes into their run. Check the show out at wowuncensoredshow.podomatic.com. This podcast obviously contains explicit content. 5.0.4 may be next week, but that doesn't mean the Mists of Pandaria beta is done just yet. Listen to episode 26 of Something Suggestive coming out later this week for your chance to win a Mists of Pandaria beta code. Catch this show at somethingsuggestive.com. WoW Insider columnist and PvP enthusiast Olivia Grace guest-hosted on episode 89 of Legendary. Go to GameBreaker.tv to watch this video podcast and take a look at the show's new intro thanks to the new MOP cinematic. Episode 93 of The Sundering features Vic and Logan from the Leetsauced podcast as guest hosts. After you check out this show, go to their contest page to learn about their Take Us With You contest and your chance to win a choice of a month of WoW game time, a Blizzard Pet Store pet of your choice, and more. You can listen to their live recording of their next episode Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Ustream. Links for their contest page and stream can be found in the notes for this show. World of Warcast number 125 hit iTunes a couple of days ago. In this episode, hosts Starman and Lindian talk about their experiences with LFR and discuss what changes will be coming and how it may affect guilds in the future. Finally, Michelle Madison from the Video Game Outsiders podcast makes a guest appearance on TwizCast number 17. Check out this show at twizcast.com. If you're a podcaster with any news or announcements you'd like mentioned on this segment, you can always email me at rowow@gmail.com. When the emails run light, I just grab a few shows out of the podcast directory and look for anything that catches my attention. That's our podcast news for the week. A couple of days before this cast, I mentioned on Twitter that I was taking questions for a segment here being called LFQ. Sometimes this short show may run too short for my taste, and that's where you can help. Send your questions to me about World of Warcraft or WoW podcasts to rowow@gmail.com. You can also post your questions on Twitter if you add in hashtag LFQ to your tweet. This segment won't show up in every podcast, but I'll do my best to answer your questions here. Our first and only hashtag LFQ this week comes from @Medros on Twitter. He asks, how truly awesome are the WoW podcasts from @Dawnforge? Dawnforge Productions, right? Yeah, I haven't heard too much about them. Seriously, though, All Things Azeroth was the second WoW podcast I started listening to on a regular basis, and I make it a point to catch the live recording whenever I can. Dawnforge also produces Group Quest, which I was recently a guest host on. So, yeah, in my entirely biased opinion, they're pretty awesome. Dawnforge also produces The Obscure Cast, which to be honest I haven't taken the opportunity to listen to yet, though that'll change in the near future. Since I'm in the business of promoting WoW podcasts here, go visit thedawnforge.com to learn more about these and other podcasts. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to hit the play button and get back to the game. I hope you've enjoyed this first official episode of Realm Maintenance. You can follow me on Twitter at R-H-O-W-O-W, that's RoWow, and you can email me at rowow@gmail.com. If you have questions, feedback, or news you want on the next show, don't hesitate. As of this recording, Realm Maintenance isn't on iTunes or Stitcher Radio just yet, but it's something I'm actively working on, so keep your eyes peeled for the show to appear there in the near future. I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. Realm Maintenance is a World of Warcraft podcast by Ro, copyright 2012. Certain audio portions of this broadcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to Safe Shark Hosting for hosting Realm-Maintenance.com, and thanks to you for listening.